Okay, good morning. Here we
Morning.
are, Hilchos Megillah. We are at Siman Taf Resh Tzadivav. Okay, just a quick thing on Mishloach Manos. So someone asked, can you pick it up yourself? So yeah, the idea is there must be a kinyan given from one person to another. Hilchos Kinyanim, we'll get there when we get there. But certainly you are allowed to pick it up yourself. And right, he had a mind to give it to you. Then it becomes yours. We also mentioned there's an important inyan that it's given on Purim, your Purim, and received on Purim as well. So therefore, if they don't know about it and don't receive it until Purim is over, so many say you are not Yotze. And so that leads us to a Ben Yudalid, which is basically most of us outside of you who live outside Yerushalayim, who gives it to a Ben Tedvav, someone who lives in Yerushalayim. So is that mutter? The one is Chayav on Yudalit. He gives it on Yudalit. The recipient receives it on Yudalit, like someone from Yerushalayim is visiting in Beit Shemesh or wherever you live, and he receives it on your Yudalit. But he himself is not obligated in the minyan, in the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. He has to wait till tomorrow. So since the giver gave it on that day, the Eish Lev Avraham says it's mutter lechatchila. There are some opinions, like Rameir, Simcha, and the Chazon Ish, right? You're not even Yotze. And Rav Eliashiv says you are Yotze Bediyevid. Okay, let's get to Seif Bet. Afilu b'makom shenagu. So here we're talking about working. If you're allowed to work on... So we learned that the minag is not to work on Purim. And when we said you're not allowed to work, it's lo nagu ela b'yom mikra megillah bilvad. The only day that it's usher for you to work is on the day of that you're obligated in Mikra Megillah, which for most of us means on Yudalit. Avalesor et shelze bazeh, but to usher each one. In other words, someone who lives outside of Yerushalayim is only usher on Yudalit. He's allowed to work even according to the minhag on Tedvav. So eino minhag. It's not a minhag that both days are usher. Everyone gets one day, whatever day that they're obligated in Mikra Megillah, of course, unless you make sure you're chayav twice, but both days. But normally everyone gets one day where that's the minhag.
Which you do by sleeping.
Right, that we learned. It's all based on sleeping.
Right, so if you're visiting and you plan on going back home that night, you're not making yourself mechayav.
Right, just by going back. But we learned those halachos. There are a few details. But generally, it's where you are sleeping overnight and intend to sleep overnight. Okay. Now, a couple of quick things about malacha. So this is for the Isser malacha. Can a person get a haircut on Purim? Because there's a malacha of cutting. So Chazon Avadia and many write, it's mutter lechatchila, because it's letzorech hayom. However, it happens to be pretty much a split machloket among Ashkenazim. If it's mutter asur to get a haircut. Now, obviously, most of us are too busy to get haircuts. I've never seen anyone get haircuts. I've never seen anyone asur getting haircuts.
Yeah, if you find someone that has time to get a haircut on Purim, please let me know.
Okay, and what about getting work done through a goy? So that's mutter lechatchila. That's mentioned by the Magen Avraham, and we see it by the Shulchan Aruch himself. Because even when it's asur midin on Erev Pesach, the poskim say, he writes, you're allowed to... you may not allow to work. That's not even a minhag. It's asr on Erev Pesach, but you are allowed to have a goy work for you on Erev Pesach. Okay, so that's, everyone agrees that's mutter. What about getting a cutting your nails? So there also, Sfardim would say it's for sure mutter, like Chol HaMoed is also mutter, but Ashkenazim, it's a machloket if you're allowed to cut your nails on Purim. And I think everyone agrees you're allowed to take pictures. It's for enjoyment, and that's for sure not a problem. Okay, now let's go to Gimel. Yom Yudalad v'yom Tedvav, Asurim behesped v'ta'anit l'chol adam b'chol makom. So it doesn't matter where you live. Everybody is not allowed to do hespedim, full eulogies, or to fast on the 14th and 15th of Adar. Bein livnei krachim shehem osim Tedvav bilvad. Doesn't matter if you live in Yerushalayim, ben livnei ayirot shehem osim yudala bavar, or any city that only keeps the 14th. For everybody, there's 2 days where we don't do aspedium and don't do tainus. Ve'anashim me'anot behem, and women, they are they are allowed to wail at the funeral or the levaya, etc. Shakulan onot ke'achat. That's when they're all wailing or crying out loud. Umetapchos, and they're allowed to clap their hands in the fashion of a velus during the levaya. Shemakot kaf el kaf. They clap one hand onto the other in a way that they used to show a sign of mourning.
Now these men hug him are no longer captain today.
I've not seen the clapping.
No.
Aval lo mekonenos.
You've seen professional whalers?
I've not seen professional whalers, but I have seen where people do wail a little bit.
That's stop crying.
So
is there an iser on stop crying?
No, crying is 100% mutter. Okay. But mekonenot, when you're having one lady or person lead everyone else to follow, it's more of a demonstration of more dramatic avelus or sadness. And that shetehei achas medaberes, one person calls out. V'kulan ono sachareya, and then they all answer her. So then that's aser. Nik bar hamet, and once the funeral, once the burial is over, even though they're all still there by the once they bury the body, lo me'anot v'lo mekonenot. Then they're not allowed to do any of these responses or wailings together. Just crying, of course, that's an expression of an emotion, personal, and that's for sure mutter. But it's not when they're all doing it together, of crying out with the wailing, etc.
Okay. It was really more of a professional mechanism that took place to get people to cry and to move on. Mamish not relevant for thousands of years.
Right. It's probably not so relevant, this last part. Okay, now, so we mentioned Hespedium. So that's us on these days. Now, even to go to... Now, sometimes it's common on the seventh day of Avelos, we go to someone who is on their seventh day, they go to the burial plot, and they say some Tehillim, or they say Hashkava, or Tzedakah Din, and they say Kaddish, and they do this with a minion. So to do this with a minion on the seventh day on Purim, that's not appropriate, not allowed, we don't do that. The other thing that the Mishnah Berurah adds, again, I'm not sure how kept or not kept it is, he says, even on Erev Purim, on the seventh day when Avelis is over, one should not go to the burial plot, even on Erev Purim. Why? Because he says, other people watching may not know it's your seventh day. They might think, hey, maybe it's the second day or the fourth day. And what's happening? Purim comes along, and Purim is stopping the Avelis. That's what people might think. And it's not the halacha. So therefore, he says, you shouldn't even, an avel should not even go on even if the seventh day falls out on Erev Purim as well. Okay. Now we're going to learn a little bit about avelus. Okay, just one quick introduction here. There's a three-way machloket rishonim when it comes to hilchos avelus, when it comes to Purim. So one extreme is the she'iltos. And the she'iltos holds, once Purim comes along, again, it doesn't apply to Hanukkah and Rosh Chodesh, but once Purim comes along, it's just like Yom Tov. It stops Hilchos Avelos. Right? It's a Yom Tov of, let's say, of the Chagi of Sukkot and Pesach, Shavuos. If that comes out during one of the 7 days, then that stops your 7 days of Avelos completely, and you jump right into the 30 days, an Avel. Then you jump into the 30 days. Okay, so that's his opinion, that it stops Avelos completely. We don't hold like that. No one holds like that. Now, the Rambam holds that Avelos doesn't stop at all. And one who's an Avel continues Avelos 100% right through Purim. Purim's before, Avelos would be before, it would continue through and after. And all the halachas of Avelos applies on Purim as well. That's the opinion we're going to see of the Shulchan Aruch and Or HaChaim. No one follows this halacha either. What's the third opinion that is the halacha both for Ashkenazim and Sephardim? Is we follow the Rosh, who follows the Maharal Miratenburg. And he says in Avelos, an Avel is an Avel for everything Betzina, and not...
Just like Shabbos.
Right. And not Beferhesia, just like Shabbos. So therefore, It's all we're going to see. It counts for the anything that's before Hesia is a mutter. One's allowed to wear leather shoes, Shabbos clothing. They don't tear again, even for a parent. They're allowed to sit on a regular chair. Those are all things that are considered public. Anything that's betzina, such as a shower or marital relations, so these things would continue, just like on Shabbos, they would continue on Purim. So let's read this inside. Dalet. Kol divrei avelos nohagim b'chanukah u'purim. So all the halachas of avelos applies to Chanukah and Purim. That's the opinion of the Rambam that we don't hold by. Haga. U'mikol makom yilech lebeit ha'knesset lishmoa megillah. But the Rama adds, even according to the Rambam, you should hear
Megillah.
You would hear the Megillah. Okay? Or he's saying that at least in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not positive if what the Rambam himself would say. V'im yucha le'asof minyan leveto likrot ha-megillah adiftve. But according to this first opinion, based on the Rambam, if you would, an avel would, if you can get a minyan, if an avel can get a minyan in his house, so that's preferable than going to shul. V'yesh omrin. Now, this is the opinion lahalacha that's mentioned in the Ramah. V'yesh omrim she'ein avelos noeg v'purim. Lo b'yudalet v'lo b'tedvav. There is no avelos mourning on Purim. That's applying for the person's day, whether it's his yudalet or his tedvav, either one. But everybody gets one day off. V'chen nohagim. And that is the minag. V'afilu avelos yom rishon nidche mipnei Purim. Even the first day of avelos gets pushed off. And when it's on Purim, an avel does not keep the halachos of Befer Hesia, of avelos. Aval devarim shebetzina noheg. But everything that's private, that does apply. All right, that's what we mentioned. Ve'af al pi she'ein noheg avelos bepurim. Even though there's no avelos Befer Hesia on Purim, ole lo leminyan sheva yimei avelos kamo Shabbos. It still counts as one of the 7 days, just like Shabbos. Ve'chein pasak harav be'atzmo. And this is the own psak of the Shulchan Aruch himself in the tour, Rav Yosef Karo, in the tour Yoredeya. Really, it's in Yoredeya. But okay.
But it's in the tour. It's not.
No, it is in the Yoredeya itself. It's in the actual Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, it's in the Shulchan Aruch of Yoredeya.
Yeah. Yeah. So v'chen halacha l'kul. You know, I think so. Okay, let's double check. V'chen halacha l'kul alma. Yeah, it's for sure there.
It's for sure in the tour. Okay.
Now I have to double check.
No, it's in the cliff.
But it's in the words of Rav Yosef Karo. Okay. So now, what happens when it comes to for tefillas, for lemaisa, for us, for everyone? What do we do for Mariv and Shacharis and for Megillah reading, for an avel? So if it's an avel for Shacharis, everybody agrees. An avel will go to shul and hear Megillah. In shul, just like regular, there'll be a minyan, no questions. What about when it comes to Mariv? So the Mishnah Brua writes, an Avel at nighttime preferably should stay home. For Mariv, an Avel must stay home. Try and get a minyan, and if no one wants to come, then daven b'yachidus at home, and then go to hear the Megillah reading. The Avel will go to hear the Megillah reading in shul. He holds it's better to do it at home, but the Megillah needs a minyan. So if there's a minyan at home, that's better. If you can't get a minyan at home, go to shul. Kaf HaChaim writes that it's optional for the Avel, that he can either do Mariv at Mariv or Megillah reading can be at home or at shul and try and get a minyan, either way. So that would be, that's a Kaf HaChaim. You have either option. Okay. Let's see, anything else we need to say?
You mentioned that to be private, maybe Hashem just throwing out that because.
Yeah, we'll do Motzei Shabbos.
Motzei Shabbos, because of Purim, is that pretty?
So now let's do Motzei Shabbos and we'll see. Hey, Imchal Purim b'Motzei Shabbos, I'll just point out three reasons why it's better to daven Mariv for an Avel in his home versus going to Shul. So one is some hold that there is no Avelos, there is no heter of Avelos Balaila. Avelos, and that's actually the opinion of, at least the Mishnah Brura, and the Maharsham, that there is no, that Avelos applies at nighttime, and there's no heter for Befrahesied at nighttime. That only starts during the day when we say Yemei Mishta Vesimcha. So that's one opinion, which is why the Mishnah Brura is strict to stay home. The Prima Gadim writes that often they said Arvit, they prayed Mariv during before Tzeis. So before Tzeis, there's no heter to treat it like Purim, and therefore, okay, so that's the reason why it's in general, it's better to daven, it's written in halacha to daven Mariv at home. The other third reason is, and this is mentioned by the Machzit HaShekel, is because he says the heter of on Purim, things becoming mutter befarhesia, only starts once a person davens Mariv. So until he starts to daven Mariv and says Baruch Hu and starts to daven, he's not allowed to leave his house yet. So that's why.
Because the Mariv is Ma'ariv.
Right. Ma'ariv is what.
It's nothing.
The Ha'arav, the Yom, for this halacha, starts with Mariv. So that's his suggestion, why it's better to daven Mariv at home. Okay. But again, it's a machloket, which is the best practice. Hey. Imchal Purim b'motzei Shabbos. If a person's already in shul from the afternoon, goes to shul for mincha, shal shiddus, he's there, whatever reason he's there. But that was the often reason is once a person goes there for mincha, he might stay. So then once you're there and Shabbos ends, if Purim is Motzei Shabbos, lo yetzei misham ad sheit palel tefilas arvus v'yishma kriyat ha-megillah. Then, once you're there already, and this would apply nowadays as well, once you're there already, an Avel could continue to daven there and stay there until he finishes Megillah reading, and then go home to sleep. And then, this is again, the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam, would say, don't leave your house to go to Shul in the morning. But we don't follow that Rambam, we follow the Rosh, so therefore, an Avel nowadays would go to Shul in the morning. Okay, now let's read Vav, I think. Let's see. Right. We mentioned it before. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Chazan Ovadia and others say that just like there's no Avelos Befrahesia Bayom, the halacha is there's no Avelos Befrahesia Gam Balayla. So that's, we mentioned that's a machloket. And let's see what else. We don't say Tziduk Hadin. Everyone agrees. On Purim, and okay, let's do Vav. Yesh mi she'omer she'ha'avel chayev lishloach manot. Now some say in Avel is chayev to send mishloach manos, and that is the halacha. Everyone holds in Avel is chayev in all the mitzvahs of the Yom, including giving mishloach manos. Haga, aval ein shochin Avel kol shnei masar chodesh. However, we do not, the Hagar writes, we do not send Mishloach Manos for the 12 months when someone's an Avel for a parent. So this is the halacha is, by Hilchas Avelos, we do not do Sheilat Shalom. We do not do Sheilat Shalom. So then what does that mean? So then we don't greet people and wish people, oh, everything should be Shalom with you and everything is fine. That's the Hilchos of Avelos. Everybody holds that. And we hold that for 12 months, generally, for a parent, and 30 days for the other six categories, or five, the other five krovim. The other five krovim. Now, Ashkenazi poskim extend She'elat Shalom to Mishloach Manos. So the Ashkenazi poskim say, an Avel is not allowed to receive Mishloach Manot, again, 12 months for a parent, 30 days for the other five krovim, but they are chayev to give because it's one of the mitzvahs of the day, so that they can't get out of. Svardik poskim don't equate the two at all, and therefore it's 100% mutter to give someone who's in avelus Mishloach Manos, and for Svardim. All right, so if an Ashkenazi could give one to a Svardi, but a Svardi shouldn't give one to an Ashkenazi. Probably that's, but okay. Ask your Rav on how to figure that one out.
Local Orthodox rabbi.
Right. Okay. And everyone agrees that if a person gave an avel mishloach manos, they're allowed to take it and receive it. They don't have to turn it down, just like when a person gives you shalom, you're allowed to accept it. Ksav Sofer and Shevet Alevi say that, and you could be yotze, and the person who gave it could certainly be yotze through the mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. As it says in Yaradea, Shen Pei Hei. So over there it discusses that there are some who hold that nowadays, for the full 12 months, you're allowed to do She'elat Shalom for a parent. And so those who hold, you're allowed to do She'elat Shalom for a parent for 12 months. So for that person, you are, if you hold that you're allowed, one's allowed to give to an avel, to say She'elat Shalom for an avel, they're also allowed to give Shalach Manos. It's no difference. Okay, let's keep going. V'im ein ba'ir ela ha'avel im acher. Now let's say you're on an island, and it's just you and an avel. So then you can give the avel, and the avel can give you. That's not a problem. Okay, so you can pick up a coconut and make that, you want to get two things though, but make that your mishloach manas. Okay. All right. Let's keep going. Chayav lishloach la'avel kedei l'kayem mishloach manas. Okay. Right, so in that situation, you're allowed to give him. Ela in kein machal ha'avel al menaso. But if the avel says he doesn't want to accept it, so it's up to him. He has a right. You can't give a gift against someone's will.
He has the right to refuse.
He has the right to refusal, and you can still be yotze the mitzvah. Here's an example from the Rama who holds that even though you didn't accept, you are a mochel. So you did add reyos and achva, and the giver did his part, and you can be yotze that way. Okay. Now many point out whenever there's a mitzvah, whenever an avel gives shalach manas, or in a heter way a person gives shalach manas to an avel, it should not be a davar shel simcha. What's a davar shel simcha? So Chazon Avadia writes it means sweets. Again, I don't know, maybe nowadays everyone gives sweets regardless, but Rav Pesin says it means anything expensive. So certainly you don't want to give anything that's beyond normal, over the top, to an avel, or an avel shouldn't give something that's over the top as well. Okay, whatever. Okay, and let's see. Okay, so I think that'll cover most of Hilchos Avelos. Okay, you know what? We'll stop here, and then we will continue Avelis and Onain tomorrow.
Shkayach, shkayach.